and you're here with My Fix It Up Life at the beginning of our show.
Yes.
For Micah Booth at the International Builders Show, Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, collectively known as Design Construction Week now.
Yes, at the Formica booth, which yeah. I love. Yeah. They always bring it every year.
Hard.
They have, you know, always the most gorgeous new patterns, like the Jonathan Adler collection.
I'm sometimes consulted for my insights.
I am crazy about the whole linen thing. Like, that's the only linen I've ever seen that doesn't wrinkle. It's crazy, right?
You're ridiculous.
And we're sitting here with somebody that we stalked on the plane to Las Vegas.
Weird. There was a whole celebrity sighting, if you will.
Yeah, we kind of creepy stalked. We sat actually right behind James Young. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Awesome. I'm awesome to be sitting with you. I know it's already been a long day for you.
It has been, but it's a good day, though.
Yes.
Yeah, you've been doing what the media people call a satellite media tour, right?
That's it.
So you've been here on camera talking about Formica since 3 a.m., 4 a.m.?
4 a.m.
Dude, there's no story there.
I was up
there.
At 3 a.m.
There's no story there. Sorry.
If 4 a.m. isn't good enough.
No.
Oh, really?
Moving on.
I was actually here at 3:45. Does that qualify?
Let me check the bylaws.
So when you were
yes.
actually, like, you know, working as an electrician, did you roll in at, like, 3:45?
You know what? I've worked at this convention center 27 hours at one time, 27 hours straight for the CES show, the Kumar Electronics, the Consumer Electronics
yeah.
show. Can't even talk. It was an early start.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you ever, like, sort of close your eyes for a second and, like, oh, my gosh, am I supposed to be, like, working here? Like, I'm at CES back then. Do you have, frightening things?
No. I mean, I enjoyed my time working. I ran into somebody who I worked with today, this morning, you know, that I worked with here on the show. So, you know. It was good times.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've been actually in Philadelphia lately. That's how we stalked you.
Yeah, that was a little creepy, you know, that you guys were right behind me on the plane.
Yeah, that creepy coincidence that no one could have possibly planned.
Well,
no.
I actually asked. It's actually a new website for travel.
No.
It's called jamesyoungtravel.com.
Yeah, right.
You plug in, you know, find out where he's going, and then you can book the seats right behind him.
Yeah,
creepo. Crazy.
I'm coming out with the app. The app will be coming your way pretty soon here. So look out for the app.
That's awesome. I absolutely love that.
But James Young, DIY Network, you hate
yes.
your kitchen.
I love my kitchen, but my show is I hate my kitchen.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Break it for us here on our hard-hitting journalism story on my Fix It Up Live show. Who's the I and I hate my kitchen?
Who's the I? Whoever's out there. Do you know that 24% of the people in the United States actually hate their kitchen? So that's 24%. That's like 1 in 4 people hate their kitchen. 1 in 4 people in this building right here hate their kitchen. So that's the I,
well,
and I hate my kitchen.
You know what? The people that are here at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, there's like 170,000 or whatever people here.
Yeah.
They're walking around looking at gorgeous stuff.
Yeah.
And they're probably hating their kitchen even. Like, the numbers are going up for the
right.
attendees here.
Yeah,
like, it's probably, like, half hate their kitchen.
They're probably looking at the stuff here, and they're saying, you know what? My stuff really sucks.
Yeah.
It even sucks even more this year than it did last year because they got newer and better stuff this year.
Yeah.
And I still have the same old stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I'd be willing to venture that the numbers here are even higher because you've got the cobbler's kid syndrome. They're busy doing everybody else's kitchen.
Yeah.
I'll adjust that door later. I'll fix drawer that doesn't. I know I can do it, but I got a big thing I got to do for somebody else. I got to get to K-Biz to look at all this stuff to put in somebody else's house. And then next thing you know, you're on the edge of a bridge and it's snowing and you're just like, I can't take it anymore.
Yeah,
that's a great story.
Yeah.
I don't like the ending.
I'm the chief happiness officer here at my Fix It Up Live.
The subject.
I would flip the switch.
I'm actually a little scared. Are you okay? Do we need to call for some help?
Just go ahead.
You're good?
Yeah, I think.
I'm here for you, man.
I'm
here for you, bro.
Yeah, it appears you're married as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
are you extra married like me?
Extra married. I'm intermediate married. How about that?
So do you have, like, a list at home that you're not getting to, like us, because you're here? Or are you, like, one of those guys who, you know what, I'm going to get my stuff done before I go and, you know, help
everybody else? I try to keep everything working. You know, I haven't taken on anything new. So just as long as everything is working, then I'm good for now.
Right.
For now.
Yes.
When I see the time, then, you know,
That is a big design thing that sometimes we get wrapped up in the energy of let's live our dreams and let's build these awesome projects, and that's great. But then when you don't finish and stuff's broken, then it's just broken.
Right.
Yeah.
See, but if it's everything's working, it's fixed, you might have a little bit of the old, but you don't have any new problems. How's that?
I like it. I'm calm about that.
Okay, so I want to ask, besides kitchens, like, what kind of projects do you like to do?
What kind of projects do I like? I can tell you, I like to be on my boat. That's the project.
Really?
That's the project that I like to do.
What kind of boat?
I have a Carver.
Is that a, forgive our lack of knowledge about boats, sailboat, lake boat, ski boat?
Cabin cruiser on
yacht.
The river. Cabin cruiser, mini yacht.
Mini yacht.
34-foot mini yacht.
That's nice.
Two
wow.
bedrooms, two baths. You know.
Really?
Now, is that a fishing thing, or is that a
no.
go out and come back kind of thing?
You can fish on it, but, you know, I like to cruise.
Yeah.
I like to cruise.
Please, God, tell me you have a hat.
Oh, yeah. You got to have a brim, man.
With the thing.
You got to have a brim.
Yeah. Do you have epaulets, too, the captain?
No, that's not
good.
Do
you show
away.
Up on that? I have arrived. Batten down the hatches.
Let's not get
Mark would actually dress like Captain Steubing from The Love Boat.
I could see him
doing that.
And
then he would make me be Julie McCoy,
welcoming people with my clipboard. I could see
that.
You're on the Lido deck.
I could see that.
And then there would be, like, lower thirds for all of our friends, because they have all the, the guests, celebrity people.
They sleep in steerage.
Yes.
Is that what that's called?
This boating season, I'm actually writing Gilligan's Island to play, and I'm casting people from the marina to play the different parts. So it's going to be... This is something to do.
That is crazy cool.
Awesome. Yeah.
That is crazy cool.
Yeah,
I love
that. So I'm casting... actually, Gilligan's going to be a woman. She just fits... She's Gilligan.
She's just the...
She's the happy-go-lucky, She's Gilligan.
I want to know, like, Mr. Howe. Like, that's a character and a half.
That is.
He was the extreme... He was the rich guy, right?
Yes, he was. Yeah. Lover? Did that always used to say lovey?
Lovey. Yeah, that's what he called her. Lovey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mrs. Howe.
I'll just speak with, like, a half-British accent.
Yeah, you kind of right. He did have one, didn't
like
he?
Like a sophisticated...
Yeah. He was very sophisticated.
He's very... the real Thurston Howell.
Right.
Yeah.
He had a whole bunch of money on the island, but... No place to spend it.
And why did she pack so much stuff? Like her and Ginger, like why did they get all that stuff with them?
I have no idea.
Marianne had to wear the same outfit, all the time.
You always got to be ready, I guess.
I guess if you.
As the playwright, James, you have to be. You got to get back inside these characters' history.
I'm gonna get there.
So we're at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show at the Formica booth, and we're talking about Gilligan's Island.
Yeah,
maybe.
There's something wrong with us.
Can we get a little off subject there?
I don't know. I mean, it feels right.
So, James, how about Formica?
So inside your boat, which of the new counters would you put in your boat? If you could pick any of the new ones.
That's a great one. I'm definitely going to go with the 180FX. I'm going to go with that series there. I'm going to go with multiple, I think. I got two bathrooms, so buy everything the same, So I'll go with multiple in my bathrooms. And then do something nice in the kitchen.
So the 180FX is, it looks like wood. It looks just like stone.
Looks just, I mean, you
the
can't
metallic
tell the
finish.
Difference.
You can't.
You can't tell the difference. I mean, you really, really can. And, they have this technology. It's called Elite Form, so it's scratch resistant. It's durable at a fraction of the cost of natural stone and of hardwood. And, Formica is a 100-year company, so when you think of Formica, you go back so many years, but they just keep evolving. So, it's just
it blows my mind. My favorite 180FX is not a new one; it's an older one, the petrified wood.
Okay.
Oh, I want to put that on a wall.
Yeah.
Because that's just gorgeous.
You know,
I can look at that all day.
I'm thinking about skinning the walls on my boat.
Really?
I am. I'm thinking about that. That was my first idea right there, was to skin the walls on my boat.
Why don't you do a show called I Hate My Boat?
You know what? They tried.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh.
They did. They pitched it. I would have done it.
That would be great.
I could pull up,
Travel Channel.
You could pull up, looking down.
Yeah.
Of course, you'd have to then become a pirate from the Johnny Depp movie.
Right.
Swing across.
That's a different kind of hat.
That's a different hat.
I'd have to have a different hat.
You'd have to have a hat area at your wheel, right?
Right.
So if you have to swing across, you put the tri-corner hat, right?
There you go.
And their dagger in the teeth.
There you go.
You got a tape measure in your teeth.
A little bit of patch on the eye.
You know
Come
what?
On, man.
I
you
just
gotta,
figured out.
You
got to
be about the part.
I figured out why.
There we went again. What happened?
I just figured out why the Howls have so many outfits with them, because they do that. Like, when they travel, they have to have a separate thing for every single feeling that they have.
Maybe in the 20 seconds we have left, James Young, DIY Networks, I Hate My Kitchen, we could think about the fact that Thurston Howell may really be the brains behind the entire Gilligan's Island franchise. He brought all the
He's
stuff.
He's a developer. He's actually trying to create a new community there.
That's what he was trying to do. That's exactly, you know what? I think they planned the shipwreck.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I hate my island.
But they got lost. They couldn't find him, and there went his investment. He went down with the ship.
I feel bad for him now.
Stay
Poor
with
guy.
Us at
yeah.
the Formica booth here at KBiz DCW.
Whoop, whoop.
IBS. We'll be back.
Follow
with
James
more.
Young.
Been real.
Don't go anywhere.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by seeing red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar's a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar's a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
What's going down?
You know what's going down?
Not us. We're going up.
My Fix It Up Life, thank you for joining us. We are still chilling and not grilling, because that's later.
I don't even know what's happening.
In Las Vegas.
I don't even know what is happening.
I don't know what's happening either, because the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, it's like it exploded this year. I've been coming to this show for a long time.
Oh, could we get your entire history? Wait, we've got time.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Just look at the cab line out there at 5 o'clock when the trade show closes. It's like a 2.5-hour cab line.
Now,
like
Maria, who's with us, who's president of the 2015 president of the National Kitchen and Bath Association, could you speak for a long time about the details of the cab line, please?
Yes.
And how that relates to kitchen and bath design.
And name everyone in order.
It's a testament of patience. Is what it really is. It tests your patience. You have to sit there or stand there for a really long time. But the good news is if you play up on the positive, you're going to make a whole lot of new friends in the lines waiting for a cab.
I could probably use that. I'll be in line tonight. I'm not going anywhere. I'll just get in for a while, circle back out.
I heard that the city of Las Vegas tried to actually import cabs from other places because they knew that they didn't have enough to deal with what we have as a show here and the amount of attendees, that we're expecting 125,000 attendees to this show alone, and that in and of itself was overwhelming to the general population,
like
the taxis that they have.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that they needed to kind of double up on that.
Two things. You've got beautiful eyes.
Oh, thank you. Aren't you sweet to say that?
The second thing.
I thought you were talking to.
No.
You know.
I don't get that anymore.
We're married.
I don't get that. Yeah.
No.
You're done. Check the box.
It feels like there's more than that here. Like, are they giving out a head count that it's more? Because it feels like it's more.
I haven't heard any official head counts yet.
Okay.
But it is either more or less. But I do know that there is an awful lot of people here. And yet, one of the things I'm noticing as I go through the booths, it doesn't really feel like it's packed and crowded. There's definitely a lot of people, and what I am hearing is a lot of qualified leads. So I'm hearing that the decision makers are here at
KBiz. Right.
Okay, so you were announcing the trends yesterday.
Yes, I did.
At a press conference. And I always like the trends. And I don't know. We only probably have so many minutes to talk. But just tell us, what are the trends for 2015 in the kitchen and bath industry?
See, now I left my phone over there, so because I have them all on my phone. But I'm just going to hit a couple of the highlights that I can remember.
Your
I know
favorite.
We were doing top 10. One of my favorites was a trend for bathrooms. And it was called, we called it Purple Haze. And one of the things I love to hear about is that people are interested in bringing color back in, because so often you hear that people are like, oh, I want something safe, I want something safe. And it's really thrilling to hear that people are willing to actually integrate some color. So in the bathrooms, we're seeing lavenders and lilacs and purple coming into those spa spaces. One of the other things is that in the kitchen, people are really opening that up and having social spaces, which isn't really new news. But, you know, breaking down more barriers and creating multiple zones throughout the kitchens and having people gather in there. So that's the all-encompassing space, but the bathroom has done the total opposite and has become the private spa space. So one person yeah. only spa space. So, again, lots of people in the kitchen, one person only private space for the bathroom.
Cool, closets for bathrooms.
You
I've
know,
got some remodeling tips that I can share.
I have to say,
oh.
though, as a mom... It's never just, like, me in the bathroom. There's a pet or a child coming in all
the
time.
Oh, the pets. Let's talk about
that
the pets.
That is another trend. That was number 10 on our top 10 list of
pets?
Trends. Yes, well, accommodating
cats,
for
right?
every...
Please, I can't get away from them.
It was accommodating every family member, and aren't our fur babies part of our family?
God!
Come on.
Are you a cat person?
No, I'm a dog person,
Thank
actually.
Thank you.
I would be a cat person because I really love all animals, but I'm just I'm oddly allergic to cats. But I love dogs.
That's
I have a dog. It's my he's my little fur baby. My kids actually think that I am the you know the crazy little they call me the crazy Italian lady because I have a 10-pound dog that I actually carry around and he comes to work with me every day.
That's
and he
hilarious.
Greets my client. I know.
There's
That's
nothing
wonderful.
Wrong with
my
that.
My dog comes to work.
He calls me KKL, Crazy Cat Lady.
I think if you go to one of the booths here, they actually have service dogs in the booth. I believe it's the Widmode booth. If you go there, they actually have service dogs in their booth.
Now, is that the one where you take a picture with the dog? Because I heard there's a dog place where you take a picture with them.
Oh, maybe that's it. I haven't been there yet.
And they
it's,
don't
on
make
my,
money
it's on
or
my
something?
List.
It's on
yeah,
your
it's
list.
On my list.
How long is your list as president of NKBA? Is it all every it's 3,000 booths.
I got to tell you, I am the luckiest girl on the planet. So let me just say that to you and everybody that listens to you, which I know are thousands and thousands and thousands, that I am the luckiest girl in the world to be able to serve as the 2015 president because I am getting exposure to so many wonderful things. And you and everybody else has made me feel like, you know, a Rockefeller. I am getting to feel like a rock star just walking around and doing this because I just love it. There's so many things to be excited about in this show.
So I have a question, too. James Young from I Hate My
Kitchen.
Yes.
I hate my
kitchen.
I don't hate NKBA. I do hate my kitchen.
Yes. He said that.
I saw James here, and I was sad I didn't get to have a picture with him. But
oh, he's
he really is a rock star.
Yes, he is.
He really is.
What, a quarter of everybody hates their kitchen.
True.
Yeah.
Very true. And people walk in, and they're like, well, because they're dealing with somebody else's stuff. You know, so often we get to come in, and one of the trends, obviously, is people want to make their space unique. They want it their own. I mean, they don't want to destroy the retail value of their house over it, but they
sure.
want something. They want something. They want to walk in and have something that none of their neighbors have. So they want it to be uniquely them. They want it to speak to them. They want it to reflect their personality, but they don't want to sacrifice their, you know, the real estate value of their house over it, but they do want it to be cool and they do want it to be unique.
I'm on this show too, you know. I
have so many questions for her.
I know.
Ridiculous.
For like the last half of yesterday,
I'm
going to
send
I actually left. I left during several interviews. I just walked away. She had no idea.
Someone give you a
no
piece
idea.
Paper. I'm going to write them all down and just flip them to her.
I like how you put the retail value of your home. Mm-hmm. Like, it's great to do something unique and fantastic,
yeah.
but this isn't like, you know, a label that you could just take off. It's not like, you know, clothing.
Oh, it's fixed furniture.
Yeah.
It's furniture that's attached to the house. So unlike Europe where they actually pack up the kitchens and move them when you move to a different house, here in the U.S. and in Canada, we don't do that.
No.
We don't take the cabinets off the wall and pack them up with our clothes and our couches and our, you know, bedroom furniture and everything like that. It stays in the house. So it's part of the architecture of
Absolutely.
That house. So it has to, people that I know, and especially in my market, they're not really these bottomless pockets that they're looking to just drop this money and then walk away from. They want it to add to the value of their home. So they're looking to not so much spend, but they're willing to make investments.
Now, I'm wondering,
Thank you for investing in us. We have to take a break.
Oh, I was just wondering to say that I'm wondering if social
networking... So she's going to say it anyway.
Is
what happened.
It's like putting it all forward.
No,
blah,
you
blah,
can't
blah, blah,
say
blah.
It. But here's what I was going to say that I can't say.
NKBA,
Don't go
off.
Anywhere.
Woo!
We're the Formica booth at DCW. We'll be right back. Thank you, Maria.
My pleasure.
NKBA.
Thank
you.
You
are wonderful.
Come to KBIS.
Gorgeous eyes.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see Red at WRCLA.org.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
Haladala.
Wrong with you.
I don't know. I just wanted to say that because I knew I'd make you giggle.
You got the winter chicken dinner happening.
I got that from our producer, Tara. She always says winter, winter, chicken dinner.
She didn't invent that.
No, but
it's been around.
It's like her tagline, though.
Tara D.
Anyway, so we're here in Las Vegas at the Kitchen and Bath Industry
Show. I used
show.
To know what was happening on my Fix It Up Life. I now no longer can follow the stream of consciousness, Dan DeClerico.
We're in
Consumer Reports
the Formica
magazine.
Booth.
I'm going to talk to Dan now for a while, hear from the Consumer Reports.
Well, you know what? Dan is
Formica
kind of a cool
area.
Guy because he does a sports and arts foundation, right, in New
That's
York?
That's right. That's right. Thanks
I checked that out.
Yeah, it's part of my volunteer work, but it's very meaningful.
I
what
love volunteer
it?
Work.
So Sports and Arts is the largest provider of after-school programming in New York City. We target primarily lower-income, higher-need students who, you know, their school doesn't have a soccer team that they can join, you know. So it's really bridging what we call the opportunity gap for these students, and it has incredible results. The graduation rate in schools with our program is up in the 90%, whereas those without is around 65%. So it really works.
Now we want to talk about like what you do for your job, but I also want to say that's awesome that you do that.
Oh, I cannot support that enough.
Yeah, no, thank you. I really appreciate
it. Yeah.
I wasn't
and
expecting
what,
to.
What's your sport that you do?
Soccer. I'm
yeah.
a bit. Yeah,
okay.
yeah. That's my sport.
So you're
yeah.
a professional soccer player.
in my imagination.
You're in good
I
shape too. Like,
I was in better shape, I think, 2 days ago before I
yeah.
live on bacon and steak.
Were you actually 4 inches taller just before being compressed on the concrete floor?
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
It's been, studies have been done here.
Studies have been done.
Design construction that actually people lose some of their vertebrae. It's crazy. Like the I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Here's how to get people to not listen to your podcast. Use the phrase study show.
Oh my goodness. No, but
you
guys
do study stuff.
Yes, and you did a study about what people actually can do in their house to actually raise the value of their house.
We did. This is hot off the press. In fact, it's not even out yet. It's in the March issue of Consumer Reports, which hits the newsstand in a couple of days. But we spoke to a few hundred real estate professionals from around the country and asked them which features of the home, you know, really sell the house. So we got some great data, and I'm sort of here, you know, really at the show, trying to see the show through the eyes of the consumer, but with sort of that great fresh survey data in the back of my mind. So
you have it, like, bouncing around.
Can you spill the beans a little without getting in trouble?
Yeah, I think so. And, to be honest, it's not necessarily groundbreaking. The kitchen, believe it or not, is one of – yeah, exactly.
Well, what I like about that, and I apologize for interrupting
you,
is that it's been said so many times, it's so cliche now, it may not have any meaning unless you go back and actually support it with data.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. But what we found is you don't you shouldn't obviously renovate your entire kitchen expecting to get all that money back. So you want to do some smart, inexpensive upgrades to, you know, basically freshen up the space without going whole hog. So it's great to be in the Formica booth because a laminate countertop, you know, can instantly transform the whole look of that kitchen for not a lot of money, especially if you're able to do the work yourself, which is why you guys are great. All the, you know, information and advice that you're giving folks is really invaluable.
A countertop, in some cases, in my opinion, is a very DIYable project.
Yes.
On the other hand, it could go monumentally wrong.
Right.
Because
it's
a specialty.
Right.
Too.
And the thing too is, if you hate your like cabinets and then you do a new counter backsplash, it kind of changes the look of the cabinet too.
Absolutely.
Like it can actually transform the way you might not hate it as much.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. So another interesting thing, you know, a lot of people think they have to paint the entire house before they sell it, which it really isn't true. It's, you know, a couple of rooms, again, the kitchen, the high traffic areas, but you don't have to spend $2,000, $3,000 paying a professional to repaint your home. Just the front door, just repainting the front door can add, you know, we had real estate agents saying 1%, 2%. So when you break that down, if it's a $200,000 house, you know, it's a couple thousand dollars potentially for like a $50 project. So, so again, that's what I'm here at the show, looking for ways to sort of act on the advice and the things that we learned in this latest survey.
So you're hunting around.
Hunting and gathering.
You are hunting and gathering.
Yeah. Mostly hunting.
She's all about evolutionary biology and kitchen.
Now, have you thrown your spear yet? Is there something that you really like? You got that woolly mammoth?
That's a good question.
You don't have to answer that.
Yeah, thanks.
You know what? How about the bathroom, though?
Yeah.
Of course, here we are at K-Biz, right? Kitchen and bath.
You know.
And can you pull out of that data any of the sort of the bathroom?
Sure.
Focus?
Yeah. So again, the bathroom, like the kitchen, you shouldn't renovate the bathroom, but replacing the toilet. You know, if your toilets are 1995 or, you know, a couple decades old before all the water efficiency standards really kicked in, you're going to, you know, potentially lower that home's water bills by $100. So it's that sort of thing, and I think home buyers are becoming ever more aware of water. You know, water costs are going up, so water efficiency can be a real selling point in a home. So I'm going over to Toto later today. I haven't actually seen it yet, but they have a 1 gallon, 1 gallon per flush toilet, which is, you know, sort of a new threshold for efficiency. So I'm excited about that. There's a lot of high tech stuff happening in bathrooms, which is fun.
Yeah, those toilet demonstrations are always something else. I'm sure there's YouTube videos about them, because they're always like demonstrating what you can flush down them to demonstrate that they actually are
flush
really great.
Flush down them, yeah.
Yes, and so they have all kinds of things that they do.
You guys should come to our labs. We test toilets.
Ooh, I want to go there.
That would be
where
fun.
Is that?
Yeah, in New
York.
Yonkers.
Oh, that's
Yonkers,
right. I forgot.
Yonkers.
Yeah.
Did I do that right? I probably didn't do that right.
No, that was perfect. That was
close
perfect.
Enough.
So even
but
after
I insult everybody around the area, then we'll be invited.
I don't know if we're going to be invited. He might think we're weird might after meeting
uninvited.
Us this long. Yeah.
I would. Man, we would geek hard.
You
geek
would.
Out, like for serious.
Well, this is how we do it. We take condoms. We use condoms, and we fill them up. That's part of the test. It's a real torture test for us.
And that's
up with
thing,
like
that's
Misu
like the
stuff or whatever they
yeah,
do.
Right, right,
like,
yeah, right, yeah. And there's plastic balls, and there's a few different things that we put in the toilet and then see if it can
that
flush
is
it.
Now, do you use like the magnums or do you use the regular?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
He's not on a buying committee.
Well,
delivered
people,
in a discreet brown box to your lab. Now, in the minute or so or even less, 30 seconds that we have left, at Consumer Reports, Dan DeClerico, what has been your favorite item category to just get after? Test lawnmowers, chainsaws, kitchen cabinets, whatever.
You know, I'm a refrigerator geek, and I'm not afraid or ashamed to admit it. So there's incredible innovations happening. GE with its coffee dispensing,
with the coffee machine
coffee
in the refrigerator
right.
That works with like Keurig pots.
Yeah.
I'm seriously considering tearing my house down and just building a tent around one of them.
You better talk to your wife first.
Poor Micah Connor.
I'll invite you over.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And bring some firewood. It should be freezing in there.
It will. But we'll have coffee.
Don't right. go anywhere. All we'll right. be back with more from the Formica booth in Design Construction Week right after this.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see Red at WRCLA.org.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
I think we're live. We're coming in without. We're coming in without music.
Oh my goodness!
Coming
gracious.
In hot.
We're just gonna go live right here.
Startled.
With Mitch Quint, president of Formica North America.
North America.
North America.
That's a very large place to be president of. That's bigger than being president of the United States.
Do you have the
makes
world...
Makes me sound like a third world dictator.
Yeah,
you are.
Do you have
the
world map of domination in your office with little lights and stuff?
I do. And I wear a military outfit with a little hat every day just to make sure things line up.
And you're very stylish today at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yes.
That rarely does anyone ever say that, but... We have Jonathan Adler as our celebrity designer this year, and I'm wearing my Jonathan Adler designer tie to celebrate the event.
And your Jonathan Adler name tag.
Formica laminate name badge,
yes,
exactly.
It's in his,
one of the perks of working for Formica, we can make name badges out of our material.
You can drive costs down.
So you can print them like...
Your name tags cost 1/1,000th of a cent.
Now, for you can make them miles long, right? Isn't there some kind of ridiculous amount of spanning that you can make the patterns?
So yes, you're referring to our 180FX patterns, which traditional laminate had about a 2-foot repeat. So every once in a while, you see a grain in a material, and then you'd see it again every 2 feet. We changed the printing technology so that it became 6 or 8 feet. So you rarely, within the scope of any countertop or application, would ever see any kind of repeat, so it developed this kind of endless pattern mode or vibe.
It's like it's 5 miles long.
Yes, and so visually you can't even really pick. I mean, you have really large displays over here behind us, and you can't tell. You can't tell that it could even repeat.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, your normal application is going to be 6 or 8 feet, and rarely will it ever show up in that application.
There are larger countertops over here, though.
Yes.
Larger pieces that I'm guessing they're 14 feet long, 16 feet long, and you can't tell.
No.
You can't tell. They look great.
So in your fantasy man cave bathroom, where it's 500 miles long.
Yeah, the 500 mile long.
Well, because you need to have all the.
Yeah, we have a monorail in there to go from the bathroom to the shower.
Because it's like the beers of the world. You need to have me represent.
Yes.
So when Mitch from the president of Formica North America.
I'm still recovering from the 500 mile man cave bathroom, but they go
you
on.
Might have seen, you might have seen it on Ancient Aliens.
Yeah,
it's underneath a mountain in New Mexico, I think. So
it's a secret
sounds about
location.
Right.
Yeah.
It actually doesn't exist.
But Jonathan Adler, who we're referring to, and the tie is great. He's a designer, is working new patterns here at the Formica booth.
Exactly. He did about 10 new patterns for us. And part of our goal this year is to bring laminate to the younger generation. And Jonathan's a very popular designer with the millennials and those folks. And he brought about 10 new patterns that are fun and interesting. And, whether or not it's a kitchen or a laundry room or a desk, it's a different version of laminate and introduces a whole new set of people to it.
What I really like, though, about the new patterns that he did is that they're all different in a way. They would appeal to different kinds of style. If your style is very conservative,
right.
but you want to try color, like the linen is perfect. And then there's that really graphic, it looks, I don't know, like some kind of the
It's
the
called
oval.
Malachite.
It's
yeah,
that's for somebody who's right. really bold and really yeah. is like a vibrant personality.
I do know one base they didn't cover.
What's that?
If you're boring, there might not be a Formica for you.
There's a Formica for everybody. So
they do
not exciting, please.
They do just plain. Well, the white is even really pretty.
That's what
yeah,
I'm saying.
I know.
Well, that's very flattering. But we do have a broad range of laminates, from something as basic for white for all the applications that goes into wood grains, all different stone grains or stone looks. And then when you get to the Jonathan Adler stuff, there is even a range within that, from something conservative, kind of white linen, to the bright blue malachite, which is kind of out there but eye-catching.
Is there been a change in gloss this year, too?
So this year we're introducing our new Elite Form technology, which allows us to offer industry-best scratch resistance on all our tops. And historically, everyone has been afraid to use gloss on horizontal applications because they don't want it to scratch. Mm-hmm. By adding Elite Form, we can say use gloss anywhere you want it, especially on horizontal applications. And then we up the gloss level, and it really pops. You walk through the booth, you see some of those tops, you see the gloss level, and it makes the pattern just look that much more bold.
Well, you're going to have to walk through
the
booth
right after this. I don't even really
right
understand.
This because we have to take a break.
Wow.
Yeah. Walk through the booth, but not until
and
we're done. Stay here. Don't go anyplace. We'll be right back. Mitch Quint, Formica North America President. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay stylish, my brother.
we'll be right back
right after this.
Standing walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
Never change.
Don't change.
No.
Stay here,
mm-hmm.
right here.
With my Fix It Up Life, my husband Mark.
In the Formica booth at Design Construction Week.
Yes.
We're joined by
the very, very pretty Amanda.
Yes, Amanda. Do you refer to yourself as Amanda?
Only on special occasions.
Amanda LeBlanc, who's an organizer.
Yes.
And help.
Wait, I'm here to help you? I was thinking about you this morning as we were getting here to the show, and this is kind of like probably a really like zen kind of place for you to look around at the booth because everything is so neat and organized. There's like no clutter anywhere. Yeah. Yeah. They're all very well set up. Some of them are just incredible. It's such a neat experience to go and see all of the different things that they have to offer and how everybody's set up totally different, and even with their marketing materials, and it's just interesting.
Is there a critique going on when you go by and you see the way, because after two or three days here, these places are pretty lived in.
Right.
You know, it's like a house.
Right.
But it takes 10 years for 100 people or whatever, 500 people to go through a house.
Right.
Here it happens in 16 hours. They get lived in. Stuff is just strewn. You're like, dude, you're clean, tighten it up.
Oh, the people?
The people,
oh.
the stuff just gets started thrown into the cabinet.
No, I think the people.
You see it. You see it. They,
you're
the
going
head's
inside
nodding.
The cabinet?
I rip these places.
Yeah, you see when you go over there, you see how well prepared they are because either they have stuff out for you or they have to, like, real quick open the cabinet and they're hoping nobody sees inside.
Right,
you know,
right.
They grab something and shut it back.
They literally, like, they hide when they're opening a cabinet door like this. We've got the specifications right here, Amanda.
Yeah.
It turns out that,
That's like the Monica's closet on Friends.
Oh,
you know that?
The secret
closet. Listen, everyone has one.
Yeah.
Now, do people sort of hide that from you as much as they can when they know that you're coming over?
I have 2 kids, 9 and 11, two little girls, and
I had one of my friend's daughters actually tell me that she was like, yeah, my mom won't let me have Marcel spend the night at our house because she doesn't want you to come over and look at our home. I'm like, oh, everybody thinks that that's the first thing I do. Is
judging
like,
everyone.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I do. I walk in, crap. That's all right. I don't have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
I just want to say that there could be a correlation.
Just to clarify, there could be.
But I saw something you did on Facebook that you love this old house from way back.
Oh yeah, way back.
And you were quoted in the magazine. Do I have am I reading this right?
Yeah, they just did an article about organizing for 2015, and so they asked me to participate in the article and did an interview with them. And moments like that are so surreal, you know, when it's something iconic you've been watching or reading all your life, and then they are like, hey, we want to talk to you. You're like, what, me? You know, it's very awesome.
Okay, so what are you working on here? What should we be, like, looking for on your website or whatever you got your fingers in? So I want to know.
So I am the national spokesperson for a company called Organized Living, which it's they have closets and organizing systems, and that's really my primary focus here at the show, is to work with them and help to spread the word about them. They have such a great product. When I was moving into a new house, gosh, almost 10 years ago, I started with one closet, changing it over. We had one wire shelf, and I got rid of it and moved and switched it to Freedom Rail. So my daughter had a 90-inch wide closet, one wire shelf. I ripped it out, put in Freedom Rail, gave her triple hang, drawers, shelves, two long hang sections. And here we are 10 years later, we're using the same closet.
Can I just say that I have a personal war with wire shelves? Those could not stink more.
Yeah, I know.
And they just, so you've got the kind where you put the hanger in and then you can't slide it to move the stuff to put the new thing in.
Right.
When was that a good idea? Nodding heads back here. Yeah. Yes. Everyone, it has a personal war with those things.
I know. And, you know, weekly, not monthly, not a couple of times a year, but weekly, I get calls from people who are like, the wire just fell out of the wall. My clothes are all over the floor. Can you please come and help us with a new system?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just, it's such a shortcut. At some point, builders are going to get with the program and understand, like, if I'm buying a $100,000 home or a $1 million home, I don't want wire shelves in my closet. Like, and it's stationary. You can't adjust it. You can't do anything to it. Like, who lives like that and thinks that's good organization?
Right.
When was that a good idea?
I would rather have a 1x12 in a piece of closet pole than that.
At least it would be sturdier.
Just ridiculously bad.
The closet pole.
Closet pole.
And
we have a hack for closet poles. We'll share with you sometime.
We do.
Oh, you do?
Yes. Oh, it's awesome. It is awesome, it's cheap, and it's bulletproof.
Bulletproof?
It actually literally is bulletproof.
Did you try that?
You can do pull-ups on them.
That's very true.
Dang.
Yeah. I'll describe it,
Is this your way of being able to talk to her again?
Yeah, let's hold it off. Let's hold it off. We'll tell you some other time.
Oh my goodness gracious.
What our closet pole hack is
you
will love.
I also read that, were you quoted in what people are streaming at work? Is that something?
Yes.
So what are you streaming at work?
You know, sadly, nothing exciting. Like, I get made fun of, but I'm all about my kids, and they are big into theater, and so whatever play they're involved in, like right now they're doing Peter Pan, so we have the Peter Pan musical on repeat in the car, you know, and last summer they were in Annie, and it's constantly Broadway musicals. That's pretty much what I listen to. But I've turned into my mom, you know, where like the kids get in the car and I'm like, it's silent, and they go to turn on the radio and I'm like, no, just listen to the silence. Doesn't that sound so good? Like, just and they're like, Mom.
When did you realize you had turned into your mother? Because it doesn't happen like on Tuesday at noon.
I know. Well, although it felt like it. Yeah. Like, it was one of those days where I turned around and whipped my head and said something to my kid, you know, and then I was like, I need to go spend some time by myself. I'm having a moment. It's happened, you know.
Yeah.
My husband's like, I knew you were like her from day one. Like, you know.
Oh, that's great.
He saw it coming. But you know what? Silence is a wonderful thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is. And I didn't appreciate it as much as when, like, I'm by myself in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is not that often.
Which I am never by myself in the house. I'm the guy who drives to the thing, and then I get home. I'm either bringing the people to the thing or I'm bringing them back to the house. So I walk through the door, and it's immediately, I need this. Can you make this? Can you put this away? I'm never by myself.
It's so hard to be you.
Yeah, I mean, hashtag first world problems.
First world problems.
That's a thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not so big on, I've never really been in the popular area ever.
Yeah.
In my life.
No.
You know,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool kids in high school.
You're
like,
really making a lot of friends, and, you know, people are, like, admiring you for that.
Well, now that I've embraced it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, I'm captain of the people who've been alienated from all groups.
How long have y'all been working together?
About 10 years.
Yeah, we've been together for, 11 years.
Yeah. And we're even still married to each other.
We are even still married
to each other. So my husband is a veterinarian, but on Tuesdays I make him install closets for our business.
That's awesome.
And that one day a week, it takes me 6 to want to see him again. Like, I don't know how y'all work together. That is such an intense situation, you know? I'm like, okay.
That is wonderful.
We'll see you again next Tuesday, sweetie.
I love that.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
That
love
is
that.
So much fun.
Yeah.
We got to go, Amanda
LeBlanc. We follow you on Twitter. I think everybody else should.
Get organized.
Hello. Call
Stay
her about,
her.
You know, your wire shelf.
That's all right.
And you have to come back.
I will.
You're fun.
Listen, I want to learn the fitness tricks to the inside of a closet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Ben's
killing me.
We'll be back in just a minute from the Four Mica Booth in Vegas.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see Red at WRCLA.org.
This is My Fix It Up Life.
And you have reached the end of yet another My Fix It Up Life show.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you for being here. We couldn't do it without you. We can't wait to see you on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes. Send us emails. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes. You said email.
I did say email.
I did. You did.
You an email.
Man, I can't even talk
anymore. I can send you an email right
now. Send me an email right now. In the meantime, watch our videos, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and get ready for another episode of My Fix It Up Life.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. Might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. It might be first date on a city street. It might be a gift that brings me to my knees. It might be initials carved into a tree and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life. White dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key at night. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you became mine. This is our fix-it-up life. kids running at my feet. You might be a best friend aging gracefully. You might be a lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked through the door. Fix it up life. This is my fix it up life.